You are listening to Aldrin Sampier on SAFM.
It's 15 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Martin Mkize, who is an investigative reporter with Eswatini. So Eswatini King Mswati III has denied being involved in the killing of the daughter of Economic Freedom Fighters former Secretary General Godrich Gadi, Hilary Gadi, speaking during the police day held at the Police Academy on Friday. Mswati rubbished the claims, stating that Gadi is a isgebengu, he says in his own words. Martin now joining us on the line. Martin, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good afternoon, Andrew, and thank you for having me.
Okay, we know where this stems from, why the king has hit back at Godrich Gadi. But is it clear why the king felt it was important to address that particular element and also the allegation that has been made by Godrich Gadi that the intelligence from Eswatini is involved in his daughter's murder?
Thank you, Adrian. I think it was necessary for the king to even respond to such accusation, considering his status in society as a head of state and the fact that he have two spokespersons, one based at the king's office and the one known as the government spokesperson who was interviewed by the SAFM, the SABC radio station. And now we are seeing this matter being complicated because at first, Godrich Gadi accused the king of unleashing his foreign intelligence agencies to kill his daughter. And on the other hand, the king responded accusing Godrich, saying he actually knew what happened to his daughter. So the response from the king is so incriminating in the sense that as a head of state, when he said Godrich knew what happened to his daughter, he's actually saying or incriminating himself because he's actually saying he know what actually happened to Hilary Gadi. That's how I see it, as you saw in my article, a recent one.
And we will be playing a snippet from what the king had to say. He's also referring to him as a henchman, but not just a henchman. It is Julius Malema's henchman.
Yes, of course. If you analyze the king's speech and also reading his body language, you can actually see that maybe he knew something about the death of Hilary Gadi. You will understand that a murder, it involves normally one person, and it has some levels. You've got some conspiracies, execution, and as well the concealing of evidence. So when King Mswati accused Godrich Gadi of being a henchman, then you ask yourself how he even reached that conclusion, how he even suspect that Godrich knew about the killing of his daughter. And maybe if you can play that clip so that I can respond to something exactly what he said, if you have it.
Okay, we're going to quickly play a snippet from it. Here is the King of Eswatini.
Maphoyisa sivile nangalapha kubomakhelwane labanye basayitha bakhuluma ngengosa kangwane ngamangala ukuthi awu bathini laba ifalenye imvosa iyakhuluma ikhuluma ngecase lesenkantolo maphoyisa.
Police, I have been alarmed in my ears when I heard another citizen of a neighboring country speaking about the king, about a matter that is still abiding within the shores of the courts of that particular land.
Okay, apologies there, Zweli. We seem to have a problem with the clip, but what else did the king have to say?
The king went on to accuse Godrich. He accused him of talking about something that he doesn't have evidence, something that cannot be substantiated. Okay, one will say it was even uncalled for the king in his status as a head of state to respond to such accusation. He even mentioned that the matter is before court. And then you ask yourself, if the matter is before court, does it mean those who were arrested are guilty of the crime? No. those are suspects. They were arrested based on reasonable suspicion or reasonable belief that they committed a crime or that they killed Hillary Gard. So the matter is yet to be tested in court of the veracity of the allegation and the evidence. And now here is Scott Rich accusing the king of unleashing his foreign agents to kill his daughter. And we have a reason to believe, considering this allegation, in the eyes of a reasonable person, Adrian, King Mswati once unleashed his foreign agencies to harm.
Okay, we seem to struggle with that line too, Zweli. But thank you so much for speaking to us, Zweli Martin Mkhize, who is an investigative journalist in Eswatini.